My name is Jessie Ace. I'm part of a group of enabled warriors that you've probably never heard of. We're fighting back against our invisible illness and taking the dis out of disability. We don't give sympathy to our symptoms. They enable us to be the warrior that we are. If you ask doctors and nurses, they'd say what we're doing is impossible. But pushing the limits of our conditions is something that we have to break through every single day. We push the limits. We are mentally strong. We can do anything. The question is, how far can we push those limits? This podcast will give you the answers. I'm Jessie Ace, and this is the Disabled to Enabled podcast. Enabled Warriors, welcome back to part two of our interview with today's guest. We've just spoken about their diagnosis. If you missed it, make sure to go back and have a listen. In this section, we'll have a chat about the amazing things that today's guest has done since their diagnosis. So hey, and welcome back. Hey, we're back with Hannah. Let's have a chat about what you've done since your diagnosis. That's been really, really cool. So tell us about, firstly, what it was like to medically retire at 28 years old, because that's quite a young age.
That was tough.
Yeah.
Because I absolutely loved my job. It was fascinating. It was different stuff every day. And I was good at it. But there was no way I could continue. I'd worked part-time for several years, really struggled health-wise. So I couldn't manage my health because so much of my energy had to go into work. And I was also retired, being told there is no way. We have no expectation that you will ever be able to carry out meaningful employment in your future.
Wow, what a thing to be told.
Yeah.
My God.
So that's, and of course also at the time my health was possibly at the lowest it's been. My symptoms were really out of control and I didn't have the level of understanding obviously that I do now 10 years later. But yeah, so it kind of felt like my life was over. But fortunately I'd also, by that point, I'd started drawing Stickman, so it was at the fundraiser stage rather than the business stage. So and also I was afraid that my symptom level was how it was going to be forever. This is me done now. But then through like the support from the Hypermobility Syndromes Association and friends and family and things, I soon learned actually that's one chapter that's over, then this is a new chapter, and now I wouldn't actually go back and carry on being an EHO, environmental health officer, if that if you know suddenly my symptoms are all massively controlled. I prefer my current career. So anyone else who's going through like loss of career, loss of plans, etc., don't stop trying to find things that work for you, because ultimately I'm far happier now than I was in those last 3 years or so of work, where I was struggling to do things that they were my original plans, but they didn't suit my body anymore.
No.
Now I'm doing something that wasn't even remotely on the radar ever. But it suits me perfectly and enables me to manage my condition and live well and feel part of, you know, the wider world.
Yeah, exactly. And it's sometimes these things are set to kind of change our trajectory a slight way, and you know, something out there, whatever it is, whatever you believe in, like God or the universe or whatever, something said kind of like, you know, your skills are better used elsewhere. Something. So tell us about what it was like when you found yourself in hospital and unable to speak, which is kind of how your business started, wasn't it?
Yeah. So I was actually too unwell to care that I couldn't speak, because I just wanted to sleep. And I couldn't really quite, major brain fog here, so I couldn't really understand why the doctors were so concerned. I'll go to sleep, I'll wake up again later. But then I'm quite a chatty person, as you might have noticed. And then there were lots of little sort of amusing things happening on the ward around me. like the little old dear who was convinced who'd throw her like mug out of her room to get anyone's attention. So any nurse walking past, you'd then get this crash, bounce, 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 oh, with this mug. and bless her, and she was then trying to catch a ferry from this hospital, and bless her, very lovely lady. And then she got very confused because one of her staff was had the same name as her child. Her child was white. I say child, obviously grown up, adult now. But and the nurse was black. And because they had the same name, she was convinced that her child was now black.
Right, so she thought that the nurse was her child. Yeah. Wow, okay.
I didn't understand. Why are my relatives all black all of a sudden? Very confused. But I couldn't tell anyone about these things that were keeping me entertained because I couldn't speak well enough. I could get a few words out, but not coherent sentences. Mm. So I started drawing, and I couldn't draw anything detailed because my coordination also wasn't up to it. And my energy, you know, just drawing a stick man, then that would be me done for the next hour or so. But I found that actually I could draw a stick man, it would make me smile, and then I could tell my visitors the story by showing it to them and make them smile. And it was kind of a way of saying I'm still me.
Yes.
I might not be chatty, but I've still got the same sense of humour. I still find observing things really fascinating and entertaining. And it kind of grew from there. So then I did a few about symptoms, and then people in the support groups like, oh, I really relate to that. Make a book. So then I made a fundraising book. And then people said, oh, but I want this as well. Do you do anything for autism? And I have fibromyalgia. So it just has grown from there to cover, well, we've now got over 180 different cards.
Wow. So tell us a little bit more about these cards. So, because what I saw online was like a little box that you put all the cards in.
So I've actually, this is my set.
Yeah, I want to show you.
Carry with me. So there's different cards. Can be used in different ways, and obviously it's about what works for the person. So I've got one card that it explains what I have.
Okay.
So it says, I have a hypermobility spectrum disorder. My joints bend too far, come out of place, injure easily, causing pain and fatigue. Some people also have problems with digestion, heart rate, and more. Sometimes I look fine, other times I might use braces or a mobility aid. It hurts and it's exhausting. It's why I need more rest. It is my normal. So that card I might use when I'm with some people that, sort of acquaintances that don't know me very well, or a friend of a friend. So instead of me having to explain to them and then to every new person at a barbecue what's wrong with me, I can hand them the card, they have a read, have a chuckle, and then they're prepared for when I do things differently. And it means it kind of creates a normal, that then gives me the confidence to then do the management techniques I need without worrying that everyone's going to flap. Also use it on medical professionals because it's so much easier than explaining. They can copy down the spelling. They can so, and then you have other ones that are, for example, I've got this one says, I don't know if you can see it all. That's the one I use when I'm lying down. Sometimes I lie down to manage a medical condition. That's a little bit more blurb and a stickman. So that one, I'll put on my dashboard if I'm having a nap in the car, or if I'm like going to lie down on I carry a picnic blanket with me. So I will lie down on the street. I'll lie down on picnic benches. You know, I'll lie down on the sofa in a posh restaurant with my feet up. But I always put my feet on my wheelchair so that I'm not making anyone else's seat dirty. And then it's a way of explaining to people, this is what's happening. I'm fine. You know, the wheelchair user hasn't died. Just having a lie down.
Yeah.
And again, it gives that empowering to make, do different stuff in public without worrying that people are going to judge me. I'm going to be told not to, etc. I have cards about symptoms. Let's say these are my current symptoms, high pain levels, don't take my grumping personally, that kind of stuff. Because again, with another aspect of hidden disabilities is the whole, if you don't tell people about your symptoms, they're like, why aren't you doing stuff? If you do tell people about your symptoms, they're like, you're always complaining.
Exactly, yeah.
So the cards, because they're lighthearted, they've got stickman cartoons, the phrasing is often a little bit quirky. It means that people will often read, chuckle, take it on board, and you haven't complained. They know you're in pain. They know you're extra fatigued. They know your words are mixed up today, but it's not a problem because now they know, but you haven't let them know in a way that gets misinterpreted as complaining.
That's brilliant, isn't it?
What my experience has been that people accept it much more easily and seem to understand it and take it on board more easily than they do a verbal explanation.
Yeah, it's probably because it seems more relatable, I guess, and
yeah, because they understand it a lot more. Stick man go, oh, I know what I recognize that feeling, and they're like, oh, so that's what you're feeling like now. Okay, I shall back off.
Exactly, and especially if you're kind of, like you say, lying down in a posh restaurant with your feet up, then that's kind of something that's a little bit out of the ordinary. It's going to attract people's attention. So, yeah, having that something else to kind of diffuse that a little bit, that's really helpful.
So yeah, so. And often whenever I meet someone new that I'm going to spend a fair bit of time with, so for example, when I met with someone for like a networking thing in a CAF, and I was like, by the way, it's probably going to be easiest if you just have a flick through these cards, just so you know roughly what to expect when you're with me. And I thought, okay then. And they look through them, have a chuckle, and then later, I choke on my drink. And he's seen the card that says, I might choke, I'll be fine. So he just kind of sits there and like, you all right yet? And I'm like, and then he's like, yeah, okay, here's a tissue. But it meant that I wasn't having to deal with my symptoms and his reaction. Because he knew that this is a normal thing that happens.
Exactly. And you're not going to be worrying about it either, because that's sometimes what happens to me, is like I'm worrying so much that I know that I'm kind of consciously doing these things, and I'm like, they're gonna think I'm really weird. But actually, as soon as you can hand them a card, just go like, look, just to prepare you, this is probably what I'm gonna do shortly, but that's helpful.
So then that I've used the initial cards were all stuff that I've experienced, but now it's I do a huge range of conditions, so I talk to people and find out what their experiences are. And it's not so much about educating other people about the condition, it's about letting people know what to expect, what I need from you, what I don't need from you, in a way that puts people at their ease.
That's so cool.
Behind every card is a lot of conversation about me saying, okay, so you suggested putting this on the card, why, what is the, what do you want that bit to achieve?
That's great. So you're really getting kind of a broad knowledge of different conditions and things in these cards as well. And I love the fact that you're actually talking to people about what they're feeling and how that kind of makes them feel, instead of just kind of looking online at like an NHS or something, like, all right, okay, that's probably what they feel. Like, no, this is exactly how they feel. I like that.
Well, the purpose of the card isn't to educate people about the technicalities of the condition. They're about helping the people who are around the card user understand and behave in a way that supports the user. Because, I mean, the classic is, if anyone says, oh, I really can't cope with people right now, everyone wants to reply by saying, oh, what's wrong? Tell me all about it. Do you want a hug? Have a cup of tea? You think, no. How do you tell that to someone that you don't want to offend?
Exactly.
And it's just horrible. But the card that says don't take this personally, so please go away, actually works.
I love that. They are awesome. Put
my head down on the table, put the card that says don't take this, I can't cope with people right now, don't take this personally, but go away. like at my church youth club, and then along comes, I hear footsteps, a chuckle, and off they go again.
And that's enough, isn't it? That's enough, because they've come over and they've read, and then kind of like, okay, yeah, fine. Everything's fine. I'm just going to go now. It's great. I love that. So where can people get these things from?
They're all on my website, which is stickmancommunications.co.uk.
Awesome.
But we do ship internationally.
Nice. And how much kind of are they?
So they're like £2.40, I think, per card, full price. That's including VAT. But they're very well, they're not home laminated. They've got something called encapsulation, which means that they don't fray and fall apart as easy. So they're good, sturdy quality cards.
Awesome.
But in the UK, if you are disabled, and basically that means if your condition affects you enough that you actually need a card to explain to people what's going on, which of course is every person who buys my cards, then you qualify for the disability VAT exemption.
Okay.
So you can click, you know, you click the right buttons in the checkout and then you get 20% off effectively. So then they're only £1.90 if you're disabled.
That is awesome. I didn't know about that. That's so cool.
It's the same as, you know, when you buy a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Well, you might not, but I do because I bought wheelchairs. you don't pay VAT on them if you're buying your own wheelchair because it's a disability aid. Mm-hmm. So I had to then prove that to the VAT office that the cards were specifically designed, not just printed for disabled people, but actually like actively designed
as an aid
for disabled people.
Mm-hmm.
So the size, the shape, the rounded corners, the hole in the top corner, that's all specifically for to be used by disabled people.
That's awesome. How long have you been doing this for?
I started drawing Stickman sort of in 2010, around then, 2010. And it's probably been more like a sort of proper business for 5 or 6 years.
Mm.
I say proper business, it's, you know, a gradually growing business because I haven't gone down the proper business route of investing loads of money and trying to grow really quickly. It's very much been, now I'm going to pace and just let it slowly grow so that I can cope with it.
Because that's the other thing as well, isn't it? When you are running a business with a chronic illness, like I know I'm doing this myself, like it's some days you just wake up and you're just like, oh God, I had like a whole list of stuff to do today and I just feel so crap when I woke up this morning. And it's just become such a struggle, doesn't it, to get through these different days. How do you kind of manage that, would you say?
I always under-promise. So anything I say I would do, I will factor in like an extra 2 weeks.
Okay. Yeah, at that stage yet. I'm this kind of person where I'm just like, right, if I say I'm going to do something, I'm doing it. Whether I feel crap tomorrow or not, I'm doing it. It might not be the best way to do it.
I know. I've been there too. But what I learned was, because initially I was like, yeah, but if I don't do it, you know, my business is going to suffer.
Mm.
And what I actually found was no. And I will also say no to people. So at the moment, I've got a lot on. So I've been saying no to people saying, can you do a custom card for me personally? I'm just saying, sorry, you don't have the time to do that at the moment. And what I found is that rather than losing me business, it creates a respect that actually I'm running a business here.
Mm.
So I can't do everything for everyone. So people then value my time more. And they value.
That's a good point.
Because they realise that I'm not sitting around doing nothing. I'm working hard, doing my best, and actually those slots are precious. So now I'm not going to spend 5 hours doing something for them for free. It's not possible.
No, and saying no to people is the hardest thing. I think you kind of need to learn in business. And like, yeah.
And also narrowing. So initially I did Stickman I didn't have a focus on disability. And I soon discovered that, you know, there are so many potential uses for Stickman, but I can't do them all.
Mm-hmm.
So if I try and do them all, I won't do a good job of any. If I narrow it down and say, right, I'm going to create things that create understanding about disability, then I can do a really good job and create the niche there. But I also absolutely will sometimes go, right, today is a day off. I might have had stuff planned, but tough. My body actually needs a break.
Mm. And that's the other hard lesson, for sure.
Yeah,
definitely.
For me, the time that really got pushed home was when I pushed through loads of symptoms and, you know, carried on and, you know, bit of a hero mentality, you could say. And then I crashed out so badly that I had 5 weeks in hospital.
Oh, goodness.
And I would do an awful lot to avoid that again. So yeah. I know. And then during that stay, the physios were able to point out things and be like, Hannah, I can see that this is happening in your body. Your left leg is collapsing when you try and stand.
Mm.
Stop trying to stand. You shouldn't be trying to walk. Because I was like, no, I have to do my physio. Like, Hannah, your leg can't stay upright. What on earth are you playing at? Because I would literally carry on trying walking when I'm holding my leg upright because it cannot hold itself, which in hindsight is absolutely ridiculous. But it's really easy to fall into that. It's like that is the default position when you're trying not to let your disability rule you.
Mm.
Actually, I was letting it rule me because I never chose to stop. It was always my disability that stopped me. So now I've had to learn to say stop when I could technically still carry on, but I'm seeing the little symptoms, the slightly numb face, the slurred words, all my little personal symptoms that you're building up, Hannah. You're going to have a little break now, or are you going to have a massive crash later?
Yes. Yeah. And bearing that in mind is a very important thing for sure. That is amazing advice. Thank you so much for sharing such amazing advice with us. Enabled Warriors, please join us again in part 3 to catch the final bit of our interview with today's guest. Super quick secrets round coming up. Remember, if you've been affected by any of the issues raised in this episode, then please leave a comment and let us know what it is. And subscribe wherever you're listening so you never miss out on great stories. Enabled Warriors, do you want to win a copy of the Enabled Warrior Symptom Tracker book for free? The Symptom Tracker book will allow you to track your symptoms, instantly spot triggers, and get the best care possible from your doctors. Dr. Gretchen Hawley from the MSing Link said, "It was brilliant for those with chronic illnesses to give their doctors more accurate information. Recording these nuggets of information can be a game changer in receiving the best care for you and your symptoms." Inside the book, you'll find everything that you need to live your best life with chronic illness. Have you ever sat in an appointment and couldn't recall when your symptoms started, how long they lasted, the date of your first relapse, how long you've been on medication? Oh, me too. It's so annoying. That's why I made these pages in the book to help with this. Do you want to find out what foods are triggering your symptoms? Great. That's in the book too. Do you wish that you could wake up feeling positive and energetic every single day? The daily sheets in this book will help you do just that. Enter the giveaway by going to www.mybookgiveaway.com and enter your details through the message on Facebook Messenger that will pop up. If you are impatient and you want one now, then go get your Enabled Warrior Tracker book from www.enabledwarriors.org/book. Both of the links are in the show notes, so go and click them there. And get in control of your chronic illness today and start living the life you deserve. Stay Enabled Warriors! Warriors listening, if you've enjoyed this episode and you want to win $100, leave a review on Apple Podcasts and tell us what you liked best. We'll choose one review at random each month to win $100. And after you've left your review, remember, go and click that subscribe button. Are you ready to fight back against your chronic illness and go from being disabled to enabled? Do you want to be an enabled warrior? Someone who's brave, strong, and confident? And someone who's ready to find a way to achieve awesome things despite a diagnosis. This is your invitation. Check out disabledtoenabled.com for articles and reviews to find out how you can become enabled too. Subscribe to the podcast to always be in the know. If you think this podcast is better than sleeping in on a Sunday, tickle that subscribe or follow button wherever you're listening. And make sure to share this episode with someone who needs some inspiration. Want to ask your questions to future guests? Make sure to join our Enabled Warriors tribe on Facebook and look out for our question posts. Before we go, check out Disabled to Enabled on Instagram for posts that tell it like it is. And remember, Warriors, stay enabled.